So what first got you interested in the subject of astrobiology?
From when I was a child, I was really interested in space and space exploration. Actually, when I was in the fourth grade, one of my first memories was seeing the Apollo astronauts land on the moon when I was a kid. And that was just really exciting. And then I was interested in science fiction and followed the early space probes when I was a kid, the first missions to Venus, the first missions to Mars. That was all happening when I was young. And it was exciting, and I just decided that was what I wanted to do was space exploration. Even when I was a kid, I wanted to. So my whole life I was interested in that. And then so in college I studied planetary science. There was no field when I was a student, there was no field of astrobiology. It's very new, but there was a field of planetary science, and I was interested in the possibility of life. There were some people like Carl Sagan, who I had read his work, and he was inspiring to me. And some other scientists were talking about the possibility of extraterrestrial life. So I was studying planetary science, but I was thinking I was interested in extraterrestrial life. And then after I got out of grad school and started my career, that was around the same time when astrobiology really became a field. Because there were some new discoveries that made people take it more seriously. Because we found these rocks from Mars, and we found evidence for an ocean on Europa, Jupiter's moon Europa, and we found some other things that made the possibility of extraterrestrial life seem more realistic. So then astrobiology became a field, and there was funding and more opportunity to pursue that research. So it was sort of a natural direction for me to go in to follow my interests there.